Earth and Sky.
What we've found is that the mass of black holes, or supermassive black holes at the centres of spiral galaxies, is related to how tightly wound the spiral arms are in the galaxy.
You're listening to astronomer Mark Seeger. He's talking about using the shape of a galaxy's spiral arms to measure the possible gargantuan black hole at the galaxy's core.
As a material moving around the center of the black hole, as it moves faster and faster, that would also indicate a more massive black hole.
Seeger's 2008 study involved 27 galaxies, including the galaxy we live in, the Milky Way.
The mass of the black hole in the Milky Way is about 3 million times the mass of the Sun, and the spiral arms of the Milky Way, there's a pitch angle that's been measured, so the Milky Way falls very nicely on the relationship that we see.
He said invisible dark matter might be driving the spiral arm black hole relationship.
So the visible galaxy that we see is sitting at the center of a huge dark matter halo. And the distribution of mass in that halo, or even the total mass of the halo itself, might be affecting how big the central supermassive black hole is and how tightly wound the spiral structure is.
That was astronomer Mark Seeger, and I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.